Hello everyone, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca and welcome to another edition of NFL Blitz here on Fired Up, where you can hear Fired Up at least twice a day on 108 platforms. You know her, you love her, she's back. Well, this is Sunday. I don't know if she's crying or she's jumping through the ceiling because of the Cowboys, but let's get to Sunday action. You got the Chargers, the LA Chargers. If you see San Diego, you owe me $5. I don't care if it's American, Canadian, whatever. All right? The LA Chargers against the New England Patriots. The Patriots are favored by 4, over under 47.5. Listen, I know you're a Cowboy fan. Do you really want to see the Patriots once again in the AFC Championship game?
So, Joe, I'm going to give you a little secret about myself, and I'm going to tell our listeners a little secret as well. And this is going to sound bad. I know it is. And I may have told you this already. I am a Dallas Cowboys fan to the bone. But my favorite player is Tom Brady. Has been since 2003. Has been. So I am actually okay with seeing Tom Brady in another AFC championship, people. I don't mind it at all. I don't know if it's going to happen, though.
but here it is. Okay, so you like Tom Brady. You really like Tom Brady. We got something. You can take Tom Brady. I'll take Gisele Bündchen. How about that? Okay?
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine.
Okay, so I asked the same question each time. You were on Saturday's shows. So why do the Chargers win? Why do New England win?
I think that the Chargers win by Phillip Rivers being Phillip Rivers, the Phillip Rivers that he has been this season, spreading the ball around. They have a decent run game. I'm not 100% sure if Melvin Gordon will be playing. I think he is. I think he's okay to play. I'm not 100% sure. We'll have to check that, Joe. But as long as they have a decent running game, again, Phillip Rivers spreads the ball. Gets his tight end and wide receivers involved. I think that they have a really good chance. Their defense is really good. We all know that New England hasn't been themselves this year. So I think that those are the keys for them to win. Their coaching has been amazing as well. So I think that that's what's needed for them to win. On the flip side with New England, again, they have been so up and down. I think that this game is going to be really focused in on Gronk. I think Gronk has to ball out this game. We haven't really been talking about Gronk all season. You know, New England typically makes you pay for doubting them throughout the regular season. They make you pay for that come postseason, and then they end up in the AFC Championship, and then they end up in a Super Bowl. Gronk is going to be their X factor, and Brady has to just be Brady. He's the best quarterback of all time, in my opinion, and he's arguably, for everybody else, the best quarterback of all time. Him and Bill Belichick will find a way to make it happen. They are in Foxborough, so they just have to get – Gronk is important. They have to get Gronk involved. I think he's the key to them winning on Sunday.
All right, so take away Gronk. Let me ask you a couple other ones. Keenan Allen for the LA Chargers and Julian Edelman for the Patriots. Which one for their team? If Julian has a big game, does that sort of circumvent whatever Allen does, or vice versa?
You know, Julian Edelman is such a big key. I think that about Edelman. If we're going to take away Gronk, Edelman has got to be that guy. He's definitely Brady's security blanket. Outside of Gronk, he, you know, can run those short routes. He can go downfield and get wide if necessary. He's tough as nails. So he's a big deal as well. And I would say he's taking Gronk out. I'd say he's probably more important than Keenan is to the Chargers. Because I feel like that the Chargers have more of a running game than the Patriots do. So they can kind of rely on a different dimension than the Patriots can. The Patriots need to run. I definitely feel like they need to make sure that that's an added dimension. But I'd have to, you know, kind of give the edge to Edelman in that regard.
Okay, so here in the NFL, this is what Not many people are talking about this, okay? Let me ask you a question. The Chargers this year, 12-4. New England, 11-5. Technically, if you're going to be technical, this game is supposed to be in Carson City, in LA.
True.
So, do you think if this game was being played in LA, LA would be the favorite and LA probably would win? Or because it's in New England, does that make automatically, and New England is, arguably, I said I hate New England, but they're the one of the best teams, not for the last year, 5 years, the last 15 years.
Historically, Joe, New England just does not do well on the road. They don't do well if they don't get a first round bye. They do not do well on the road. Typically, the Patriots try to make sure that the entire postseason has to come through Foxborough. So if they were on the road, there is a very strong possibility that they could have dropped that game if they were in LA. I am not confident that they would have been able to beat LA at their home, because we've all seen historically in the playoffs they are not the same team that they are in Foxborough. So I'd probably give the edge to the Chargers if they were at home
All
over
right,
New England.
so final question. You picked Kansas City in the other AFC divisional. Do we have an AFC West AFC championship game, or does New England, win the game?
Oh, I think New England wins, Joe.
Ooh.
New England, I mean, is bad, not as bad because they haven't been bad. 11-5 isn't bad, but their ups and downs all season. They always find a way, especially when there's a game in Foxborough. They always find a way to make it to the AFC Championship most times. So I'm gonna go with the Patriots over the Rams. I'd have to say it's going to be something like 26-21. It's going to be good. 26-21. That's what I'm going with. It's going to be good, but I think the New England and it's going to be old versus the new with Brady going up against Mahomes. So,
Oh,
I
don't
mean, that's
spoil that.
money.
Don't
That's money.
spoil it. That's for next week. But I'm going. You know what? You know what? I'm telling. Secretly, you don't know this, and I'm gonna spoil it to secretly. Giselle Bundchen called me, and she
Oh,
said
gosh.
this year she wants Tom Brady earlier than ever. For that matter, I'm going to say that the Chargers pull out the shock of the 2019 season. The Chargers are going to the AFC Championship game. Book it.
Wow.
All right, Ashley. Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you social media wise.
Yes, sir. You can see me tweeting away as usual. On Twitter, AshleyBaker_21. I am also on Facebook, just as my name, Ashley Baker. That's where you guys can reach me. As I say every show, I'm real and I'm raw. Take me as I am, but you guys will definitely enjoy following me on my feed.
And number 21 for the Chargers, who was the best 21 for the Chargers, right? Come on. LaDainian Tomlinson.
I was gonna say, are you talking about Tomlinson?
Yes.
Hey, the best. The best.
And
The
honestly,
absolute best.
the Chargers have the best third uniform. Those powder blue uniforms are like killer, much better than a Patriot. But what do I know? I'm Canadian, eh? So that's it. All right. Thanks a lot, Ashley.
Thanks, Joe.